Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Crashing over me. Grace comes alive. Come on, we serve an unstoppable God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with the God that we serve this morning. Amen. Nothing is impossible. I don't care what your situation looks like this morning. You need to hear us and know that nothing is impossible with our God today. Come on, let that sink down in your spirit. Would you just say that right now? Nothing is impossible with my God. Come on, I want you to say it again. Nothing is impossible with my God. Come on, one more time. I think you're starting to get it now.
Yeah.
but you loved us so much that you did it anyway. We're thankful this morning for your blood. We're so grateful for your blood. We're grateful for your blood. Come on, would you just tell him this morning, I'm thankful for your blood, Lord. I'm thankful for your blood, Lord. Oh, I'm thankful for your blood, Lord. Grateful heart, with grateful soul, with grateful tongues, we declare we're grateful for you, Lord. Yeah. We're grateful for you, Lord. Let our hearts see, our spirits see, our hearts will say thank you, Lord, for your love. Oh, your kindness leads me to repentance. Your goodness, it draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you, and your favor is my delight. Every day I'll awake and I'll pray, and pour out a song from my heart. And you are good. church.
I sense a challenge in my spirit rising this morning. If you're here this morning and you say, Steve, it's tough for me to say you're good to my father because I'm going through a hard time and things are rough. This is the challenge I sense. He's asking us to declare his goodness based on what we know by faith rather than by what we know by sight. Listen, if you live this life, and I'm going to talk about that just in a second. I'm going to take some liberties right before I preach and talk to you about feelings. If we go on feelings, then extolling him for his goodness becomes very difficult because there are days, believe it or not, where even I don't feel like he's good. That's the lie from the enemy. I know that. But what I've discovered is that in the middle of those moments, if I can ever come to the place in my rough moment where I can still say, God, you're good. When I learn to praise him then, that's real praise. That's the yet we've talked about, the yet. So, Father, this morning, all of us together, whether this morning finds us camping out on a mountaintop and everything's great, it's like a cakewalk. Everything we touch turns to gold. We're favored, blessed. Everything's working out perfectly. We have the best marriage, the best job. Our dog behaves, our cat minds. Our children respond on the first time. It's easy for us to praise you then. But there are some of us that find ourselves in a valley. Rough season, tough time. Pain, sickness, concerns, cares, discouragement, disillusionment. We've been overlooked. We have to tie a knot in the end of our rope and we're just trying to hang on. This is not how we intended for it to go. But Father, this morning, we find ourselves in that place and we still declare that you're good. Because it's in that moment that we truly learn to praise you. Because it's in those moments that you prove yourself faithful time and time again. Because if you weren't faithful, we would never make it beyond that moment. But we continue to go through to the other side, and we continue to live, and we continue to prosper, and we continue to testify of your goodness. Father, we just declare it like together this morning, like this, you're good. You're a good, good Father. There's nothing There's nothing about you that's not good. There's nothing about you that's not faithful. There's nothing about you that's not worthy of our praise. So even in the valley, we declare that you're our good shepherd. And because you're our good shepherd, we shall not want. We shall not want. So as a testimony of your goodness, we declare that you're good. You're good. Come on, I challenge you. Even if you don't feel like it, even if it's hard to say this, would you just muster up enough faith, even if you don't feel it for just a moment? Would you just begin to tell him, you're good, Father. You're good, Father. You're a good Father. You're good, Father. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. You've been better to me than I deserve. You've given me mercy. You've given me grace. You've given me favor. You've given me joy. You've given me peace. You've given me strength. You've given me everything I have need of. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. I raise my head and I look to the hills. Even when life wants to beat my head down so that I'll give up, I raise my head and I see that goodness is out there on the horizon. You're out there. You're involved. You're so good. 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 If it wasn't for your goodness, you're so good.
You are good. You are good. Your mercy is
good. You're so good. You give him a praise like he's good this morning. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.